Okay. Now in this sutta, Satipatthana Sutta, under the first category, contemplation of the body, Kaya Nupassana Satipatthana, there are 14 ways to practice this contemplation of the body. Number one is mindfulness of breathing, Anapanasati. Number two, the four postures. Number three, full awareness. Number four, 32 parts, fullness of the body. Number five, four elements. And number six to number 14, the nine channel ground contemplation. Contemplate the corpse, not the dead body. So today, we are going to learn few. Number one is mindfulness of breathing. I feel that everybody have to learn this one because mindfulness of breathing is very easy to practice. Okay. And we are going to learn the four postures and the full awareness for today. Tomorrow we will go to feelings. Okay. So here I would like to explain a little bit mindfulness of breathing. I will not go into details because I have been preaching this for many times. But for the beginners, during the interview, I will explain to you in details. Okay. 好了，在这个身念处之下呢， 一共有14个修行法门。 第一个是数息， 安般念。 第二个呢是四威仪。 第三个呢是正念正知， 第四个呢是32个不净观， 身体32部分的不净观， 第五个呢是四大分别观， 第六跟第14呢是 观察这个尸体的变化。 好， 那今天呢， 我们会学到三个， 第一个是安般念， 第二个呢是四威仪， 第三个呢是正念正知。 那安般念呢，我已经讲过很多次了，所以在这边呢，我不会很详细的解说。但是呢，对那些初学者呢，等下九点多小餐的时候呢，我会跟你详细解释。好，好。 First, I will talk about little bit about mindfulness of breathing. In today's, in every sitting meditation, I would like you to practice mindfulness of breathing. And during your daily activities and walking meditation, you can practice the four postures and the full awareness. 好，那今天呢，在你正式坐禅的时候，我们有分坐禅跟行禅嘛，还有日常生活的，比如说冲凉啊、吃饭啊等等呢，有分这种的活动。 那在正式坐香坐禅的时候呢，我要你修这个安般念、数息。那在行禅的时候呢，或者在这个日常的生活中啊，日常生活中的活动，好像吃饭啊、洗澡等等呢，你要修四威仪跟正念正知。好， Now I'm going to explain to you how to practice mindfulness of breathing. Okay, mindfulness of breathing is concentration practice. The object, we only have one single object, that is your breath. Your breath, in breath and out breath. You keep your attention under the nostril at all times. When you breathe in, although the air will follow you up to the head, when you breathe out, the air, out breath, may go down to the chest. However, you don't follow the air up to the head or down to the chest. Why? Because if you follow the air up and down, you cannot develop very deep concentration. We call one-pointedness of the mind. So, you just keep your attention under the nostril. And when the air goes in or comes out, it may touch us somewhere. Maybe right nostril or left nostril. If you can feel the touching point, you anchor your mind on the touching point. Then mentally you note in-breath, out-breath, in-breath, out-breath, or breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, but keep your attention at the touching point. If you cannot feel the touching point, not everybody can feel the touching point. If you cannot feel the touching point, forget the touching point. Just aware, in-breath and out-breath under the nostril. As long as you keep your attention under the nostril, you are at the right track. For beginners, mentally, you count. Breathing in one, breathing out one. Breathing in, breathing out two. Count up to five. Counting method helps to overcome restlessness. And when you know your mind is restless, your mind lifts the breath. The moment you know the mind has left the breath, this is called mindfulness. Then gently come back to the breath. Don't follow the thought. And don't note the thought, wandering, wandering, wandering. Not necessary for anapanasati. To know the thoughts, I'm going to teach you when we reach mindfulness of the mind, but not for today. Okay? Then another very important factor for the success for this method is your own attitude. The attitude of the mind towards the breath. So when you are aware of the breath, please free yourself, free the mind from all expectations. Your mind does not expect anything to happen. Just simply aware. I have explained to you what is the meaning of mindfulness already. Mindfulness is without judgment, without bias, without expectation. Just simply aware, observe, recognize and allow the air to come in and come out. So free your mind from all expectation. When the air is clear, you know it's clear. When it's not clear, don't be anxious. Just know it's not clear. This method is called mindfulness of the breath. You know it's not clear, it's also the practice. So don't try to make the air clear if it is not clear. Just know it's not clear. It is clear, know it is clear. That's all. Don't try to change your air. Don't try to change your in-breath and out-breath. Let everything comes naturally. Okay? This is the important part.